Can I help you?
We'll see. I want to report a missing person.
Oh, your husband?
How did you know?
Just a lucky guess.
Oh.
You want to take a seat over here, please?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, you don't have an elevator bringing us up here.
We like it that way. It helps keep out the riffraff.
Yeah.
Giorgio hasn't checked in yet, huh?
No.
15 minutes late? That's about par for the course.
Actually, in some parts of the world, 15 minutes late is considered prompt. Early, in fact. Not in these parts.
Mrs. Kamen, when did you last see your husband?
It's hard to say exactly. A month and a half ago.
Why'd you wait so long to report it?
I wasn't sure till now.
Look, I'm afraid I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Look, Mrs. Kamen...
Sergeant, this is very difficult to explain. My husband is still there, but that's not my husband. Oh, it sounds like him, it looks like him, but that's not him.
You checked the basement for pods?
That's the first thing I did.
Yeah, gotcha. That alarm just went off. Pacton Research Institute on Houston.
Who are you on with this week?
Wojo.
Wonderful.
I could probably scare up a uniform.
Look, I'll cover for Wojo, if you'll take care of Miss Kamen here.
Oh. I'm gonna take it myself.
You don't really have to go. Wojo's gonna be here any minute.
Hey, should be interesting. I mean, it'll change your pace. Sure. Get away from the paperwork. Get a little fresh air.
You really want to rub his nose in it, don't you?
Shall we?
Fool our relatives, he can fool our friends, but not me.
Mrs. Kamen, when did you first begin to realize that your husband was, different?
In bed.
Okay, I think that's all the information.
You can't duplicate that.
Nor would we want to.
Listen, I know it sounds crazy, but somebody, I don't know why, I don't know how, they have taken my husband away and they have left an exact replica, a robot, in his place.
Look, Mrs. Kamen, I'm sure there's a very rational, reasonable...
Wait, I brought photographs. Look, there's Rudolph, a year ago. Here's a picture of him. I took this 3 days ago.
Mrs. Kamen, these men are identical.
And you thought it was just me, huh?
Can I get you some coffee or tea?
Oh, coffee. That would be very nice. Thank you.
Morning, Harris. Morning, Wojo.
Barnes not in?
Nope.
Well, then I guess I'm not late.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Maybe this will counteract the pills.
What?
I'm on downers.
Oh, you could have fooled me.
Yeah, my doctor prescribed them for me after I told him about my husband.
Ah, that was nice.
Diazepam. Let me give you some advice about these. Forget brand names. Buy generic. You will save plenty of money.
I'll remember that.
Right.
Wait, gentlemen.
All this really isn't necessary, Captain.
Morning, Bart.
Well, good morning, Wojo.
What do you got? I'm gonna have to know eventually. You want me to take over, right?
This is Dr. Joseph Burleson of the Pacton Institute for Genetic Research. His research assistant, Dr. Eric Rubin. This is Sergeant Wojciechowicz.
How do you do?
How you doing? So what's the story?
Seems someone broke into the laboratory and stole some equipment.
You've got to get it back!
It's not all paid for.
And?
Dietrich is talking to the cleaning people.
Good.
Why don't you take their statement?
Have a seat here. I'm sorry I was late, Martin.
Wojo, I try to be as flexible as possible when it comes to the comings and goings of everyone, but when the operations of this squad are affected by...
I understand what you're saying.
You do?
Yeah.
Good.
I promise I won't be late again.
Thank you.
For a while. Don't want to lie to you, Barney.
Barney.
Yeah? I'm having a little problem with Mrs. Kamen over here. She says that her husband isn't really her husband, that he's some kind of a clone.
Have you checked for pods?
That's not funny, Barney.
Sorry, just occurred to me.
That's okay.
Why don't you contact her husband and have him come down?
Which one?
Barney, I mean, it's just different when I do it.
I think we should at least mention it in passing.
I'll handle this, all right, Doctor?
But we are dealing with mutant strains. This is still all experimental.
So?
So how do we know this isn't infectious or even deadly?
What was that?
Nothing. Just talking shop, Sergeant Wojciechowicz. How about that Pope? One of your boys.
Any luck, Sergeant?
Well, we're still checking.
I appreciate everything you're doing for me.
Hey, look, that's what we're here for, Mrs. Kamen.
My friends call me Mitzi.
Okay. I'm Ron.
I would like to use your bathroom, Ron.
Sure, come on. It's right this way.
Yeah?
Manpower reports and statistic summarization, sir.
Thank you, Levitt.
No problem. I hear you saw some action today.
I went out on a call.
Enjoy yourself?
As a matter of fact, I did.
I only mention this because I thought in this type of situation, when there's a temporary manpower shortage, normally you would assign a uniform.
Obviously, in this instance, I didn't.
That's your prerogative, sir. It's just that there's a limited amount of crime out there. If the brass starts going out on calls for kicks, it's not going to leave much for those of us who really need the work.
I wouldn't worry about it, Levitt. I have no intention of making a habit of it.
Thank you, sir. I'll be downstairs.
Fine.
You'll be here?
Promise.
Good.
Hey, excuse me. I'm looking for Sergeant Harris.
Mr. Kamen?
The one and only.
Your wife is in the bathroom, sir.
No kidding.
Hey, Dr. Burleson and Dr. Rubin, I want to go over this list one more time. Had an autoclave, a centrifuge, a digital thermometer, and a container of assorted cultures.
Right.
And there was nothing else.
Nope. That covers everything.
Is there something else I should know about?
The DNA!
Will you please?
Somebody's got to tell them!
I'll be the judge.
No!
Okay, hold it. All right, what are you talking about?
Sergeant, the cultures that were taken were of recombinant DNA. Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Uh-huh.
DNA is the basic stuff of life. It's in the nucleus of every cell. It contains the code that guides the development of every living thing.
What are you guys doing with it?
Nothing bad.
We take the DNA from a living organism, and we combine it with the DNA from another organism, thereby creating an entirely new living substance. Now, this particular recombinant form has just been developed, and we can't guarantee that it might not be virulent or even pestilent.
Let's have a seat.
Well, kiss that Grant goodbye.
Hello, Millicent.
You've got the wrong one.
Mrs. Kamen, I'm sure if you'll just give us a chance.
He's fooled you, too.
Come home.
You stay away from me.
You'll feel better.
No, stay away.
Please, Millicent. Millicent!
Mitzi!
Gentlemen, Sergeant Wojoho, it's in the case there might be some problem with DNA?
Yes. You see, Captain, the DNA was spliced from a polyoma virus into a strain of Escherichia coli.
Are you saying there's a potential health hazard in this stuff?
It's possible.
No. You brought him in.
Captain, I think that both Dr. Rubin and myself are saying the same thing, just in different ways.
Which is what?
Simply that there is a small, very small chance of contamination or epidemic.
Well, Joe, you better get on the phone to the Department of Health.
Is that really necessary?
Millicent, please, believe me. This isn't going to solve anything.
I don't know you.
Millicent, you've been under a lot of pressure lately. You're not yourself.
Oh, look who's talking.
Would you come out of there?
Look, Mr. Kamen, why don't you just try and relax for a second, huh? Mr. Mrs. Kamen?
Is that you, Ron?
Yes.
What happened to Mitzi?
Listen, Mitzi. We can't just stand here all day talking through a door.
All right. You can come in.
I should be back soon.
Captain, we are doing very important work here. Now, it would be a tragedy to let some silly little accident jeopardize it.
I'm afraid that's not my immediate concern, Doctor.
We are on the threshold of an incredible breakthrough. If we can unlock the genetic puzzle of DNA, we could eliminate birth defects, genetic diseases, increase intelligence, weed out all the negative traits and characteristics, and create a whole new superior race of really nice people.
Barnes Health Department. It's a Miss Schumacher.
Schumacher, Captain Miller, 12th Precinct. Look, I'm afraid we might have a very serious health... Yes, DNA cultures. Who reported it? A. Dietrich. He's one of us. Yes, he is very knowledgeable. Look, what I called for was... He's already working with one of your people on it? Thank you.
So it took us a little longer.
Put out an APB on the stolen property and check all the local pawn shops.
Good thinking, Mark.
Yeah, hi. This is Detective Wojciech Horowitz over at 12th Precinct. Yeah, we had a burglary in a research lab. So we're calling all the pawn shops in the area to check. You have curly hair and glasses? Right, thanks a lot.
Dude, what's our equipment?
So give me a hand.
Yeah, right. Used to be you made a buck, you kept a buck.
Things are tough all over me.
Well, it's very discouraging.
Oh, Dietrich, nice to see you.
You're looking good.
This is...
Claudio Ortez. He pawned the stuff around the corner from where he lives.
20 lousy bucks for all that junk.
Picked him up in his room.
What is it with that place anyway? They got all these guards and alarms, electrical fence. Was all a come on.
Where are the cultures? The little dishes in the box.
You mean the jello?
Yeah, the jello.
He flushed it down the toilet.
Oh. God.
Did I do something wrong?
That is, that stuff gets in the water supply.
I left the health department working on it. Sit down over there.
What are you talking about, the health department?
Captain, the possibility of contamination or widespread disease is practically nil.
What kind of disease? I touched that stuff.
Don't worry about it. I need some information. Next of kin?
Is this supposed to be funny?
For the time being.
All right, gentlemen, you'll be notified of any court appearances. In the meantime, you're free to go.
Captain, I'm sure those cultures have already been rendered harmless. I mean, what could live in that water?
Good day, Doctor.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. We've gone too far. We're tampering with nature, invading God's domain, ushering in a brave new world.
No?
Sure, what's it to you?
I tagged the appliances, sir.
Fine.
I'll be back later with a bottle of water.
Love it. Excuse me, are you being helped?
No,
My wife's in the toilet with Sergeant Harris.
Fine.
You know, we used to love to go to Atlantic City. Just the two of us. He used to buy me a bag of macarons, and we would stroll down the boardwalk.
Look, why don't we go outside and have a cup of coffee?
We'd have a cup of coffee, and we'd walk over to the steel pier and watch the diving horse.
Look, Mrs. Kamen.
Only he didn't dive. They pushed him.
That sounds like you had some very nice times together.
He was a wonderful man.
I still am.
You go away. I'm not talking about you.
What have I done? How am I different?
He knows.
I don't know.
Ask him about his perversions.
Well, I wouldn't want to.
Oh, that again, huh, Mitzi?
Rudolph wouldn't have gone in for that kind of stuff. 32 years of wedlock. He never did anything different. Every time, the same.
You want to feel this one, Rudy?
Look, Millicent. A few years ago, I realized that I wasn't able to... that you weren't being satisfied.
Thank you.
Rudy would never admit to that.
But I do. And it bothered me. So I went out and I bought some books. You know, the how-to kind. I was only trying to please you.
Is that so?
I'm sorry. I'll never do that again.
Why do people have to change? Get old? Why can't things stay the way they were?
Look.
But Ron, sometimes I get so scared, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Look, everybody feels that way sometimes.
You sure?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even old, and I get scared.
That's nice of you to say.
Hey, look. None of us knows what's gonna happen to him or her. And that's pretty scary. But there's one thing you do know. You don't have to go through it alone.
Let's get out of here, honey.
Hello.
It's free now.
Hello, Millicent.
Let's go home, Rudy, huh?
Whatever you say.
Goodbye, Ron.
You, take good care of yourself, Mitzi.
I'll never forget what you did in there.
Hey, guys, come on.